Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. There's a special election today in the North Metro to fill the seat of fallen House Speaker Emerita Melissa Hortman of Brooklyn Park. Democrat XP Lee and Republican Ruth Bittner are on the ballot for House District 34B. This special election will determine the balance of power in the Minnesota House. The chamber was tied last session before Democratic leader Hortman and her husband were assassinated. The GOP currently has a one-vote advantage in the House, but Hortman's district leans DFL. A number of gun safety proposals were introduced during a Minnesota Senate working group Monday. They include a ban on assault rifles, and another allows cities and counties to move forward with their own gun reforms. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Pry.
Nobody is talking about banning your father's hunting rifle. This is not about ducks and deer. This is about having the ability to reel off 30 bullets or even more before reloading.
Rob Doerr of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus claims mental health is the core of the problem.
80% of people who engage in mass shooting attacks are in an identifiable mental crisis, and over half of them leak information about their plans before they do that. That is going to intercept those people before they engage in whatever heinous act that they want.
The Senate Working Group meets again tomorrow morning. Authorities in southern Minnesota are investigating a crash involving two school buses near Austin that sent five kids to the hospital. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office says a bus from Glenville Emmons Public Schools and Palmer Bus in Austin collided Monday afternoon. Five of the six kids on the Glenville Emmons bus were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the Palmer bus was also transported to the hospital. The other driver was cited for failing to yield at a controlled intersection. Motorcycle fatalities are down slightly on Minnesota roads this season. State motorcycle safety specialist Jay Bach says deadly crashes had been on the rise for a few years.
But so far this year, there's been 43 motorcyclists that have died on our roadways. And last year at this time, there was 56. So although no number is a good number, the trend is a trend that we like to see.
Bach says we have the most crashes in July and August, but the numbers are increasing during September. And the Minnesota Twins are celebrating a 7-0 shutout win over the New York Yankees at Target Field. Twins pitcher Simeon Woods Richardson allowed two hits over six scoreless innings and struck out a career-high 11 batters. Austin Martin drove in four runs, and Brooks Lee hit a home run in the fifth inning. This is the Twins' first shutout against the Yankees since 2008. Zebby Matthews starts Game 2 tonight. This is MNN.